Hello, welcome back to the Mental Health Podcast. I'm your host Anand, and in the previous episode we talked about the challenging times and mental health on the World Mental Health Day, and the way it was received motivated me to start with a new series on this episode called Nutrition and Mental Health. We have a huge catalog of 50 plus episodes in this podcast, but very rarely we have talked about nutrition and mental health, so I thought of starting this out. It would be even great for me in terms of doing my research and then coming up with content, so it would work both ways. And in this inaugural episode, we are going to dive deep into an extraordinary and increasingly researched topic, the fascinating connection between your gut and your brain. Many a times you might have heard from our elders that gut is the second brain and think what you eat. So have you ever considered that the health of your gut might significantly impact your mental health and well-being? If not, then today we are going to uncover the remarkable science behind the gut-brain connection and understand why your gut health is so vital to your mental health. So this episode would be divided into multiple sections, wherein initially we would talk about what the gut-brain connection is. Then we would talk about the gut microbiome. Then we would talk about inflammation and its relation with the gut-brain connection. Then we would talk about the influence of stress on the gut. And we would end it by mentioning some practical tips in terms of what we can do to support our gut health. So let's get started. Let's begin by demystifying the gut-brain connection. So the gut, or the gastrointestinal tract, is home to a diverse and intricate ecosystem of microorganisms known as the gut microbiome. These trillions of microbes play a pivotal role in digestion and influence much more than what just happens in your stomach. Recent research has also unveiled the profound link between your gut and your brain. And to my surprise, I got to know that this connection is a complex and bi-directional communication system. It is known as gut-brain axis, where the gut can send signals to the brain, influencing mood, stress levels, and even mental health disorders, while the brain can also communicate with the gut, affecting digestion and overall gut health. Now let's explore the role of the gut microbiome in mental health. Studies have shown that an imbalance in the gut microbiome, often referred to as dysbiosis, can contribute to various mental health conditions including anxiety, depression, and even neurodegenerative diseases. The gut microbiome produces neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine, which are critical for mood regulation. And in fact, about 90% of serotonin, a key neurotransmitter that influences mood, is produced in the gut. An unhealthy gut can lead to imbalances in these neurotransmitters, affecting your emotional well-being. Now, we are coming to inflammation and the gut-brain connection. So inflammation, both systemic and in the gut, it's closely linked to mental health issues. Chronic inflammation in the body can lead to a state of constant alertness in the immune system, which can negatively impact the brain. This inflammatory response in the gut can alter the gut-brain axis and exacerbate mood disorders. So understanding this relationship highlights how dietary choices and lifestyle factors that contribute to gut inflammation can play a role in mental health. Now we are down to stress and its influence on the gut. It's a two-way street, and stress can disrupt the balance of the gut microbiome. When we are stressed, our body's fight or flight response can alter digestion, and the gut microbiome's composition may change as a result. Stress management techniques such as mindfulness and relaxation practices can help reduce the impact of stress on your gut and in turn on your well-being. Now that we have talked about a lot of information, I don't just want to overload you with information. So let's talk about how we can support our gut health and by extension our mental health. So I have some practical tips listed down for you guys, and one of which involves prioritizing diet rich in fiber, fruits, vegetables and probiotic rich foods. I can think of an example in yogurt. It's one of the great addition to your diet, which helps in streamlining your gut health. You should also minimize processed foods, added sugars and artificial additives, as they can negatively impact the gut microbiome. Additionally, consider taking prebiotic or probiotic supplements after consulting with a healthcare professional. There are a lot of supplements of this kind available in the market, so it's important to consult with a healthcare professional in terms of choosing the one which fits your body. And the last but not the least, engage in regular physical activity, as it can benefit both the gut and the brain. So to summarize, in this episode we have explored the incredible gut-brain connection, and your gut has a profound impact on your mental health and well-being. So as you continue on your journey to holistic health, remember to be mindful of what you consume and how it affects your gut. Thanks for tuning in to the Mental Health Podcast. In our next episode, we will delve into more facets of holistic healing for mental well-being. Until then, take care of your gut and you will be taking care of your mind. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more insights and guidance on your holistic mental health journey. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at thementalhealthpodcast.in. Before I sign up, I would like to apologize for recording this in an open environment. I'm not really getting some time to hit up the studio to improve my recording quality. But thanks for bearing with me. Thanks a lot. Take care. Until next time.